In the Senate today, Democrats are moving forward with their planned debate on voting rights legislation, but it almost surely will be the end of the line, as any effort to change the filibuster to pass this bill is certain to fail. With us now is Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional correspondent. And Kelsey, can you give us an example of a state law on voter access that this bill is trying to counter?
Well, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer points to, he usually uses the number 33, new laws that have been passed across the country that he says will make it harder to vote or harder to register to vote or possibly, empower, as he puts it, empower partisans to kind of become part of the process. He specifically points to things like reduced polling hours and reduced polling locations in Texas and changes made in places like Florida, Kansas, Iowa, and Texas that change voter registration rules. So those are typically the states and the areas where Democrats say they're trying to pass laws to prevent changes that have happened since the 2020 election that they say would either make it harder to register or harder to actively vote.
So on the Senate floor today, what arguments do you expect to hear from each side?
Well, Democrats, I say that this is a matter of ensuring that everybody in the country has an equal right to cast a vote and to have access to the ballot. And Republicans say that these laws are unnecessary. They say Democrats are unfairly characterizing some of the changes that have gone into place. And they say that, they in particular talk about voter ID laws. Republicans say that those are overwhelmingly popular with people and that they should, the Democrats are trying to do away with things that people actually want to see happen in the elections. I also expect to hear a lot of argument about whether or not the 2020 election is a settled question. Democrats have been kind of pushing Republicans to continue to clash with former President Trump, who has been repeating the lie that there was fraud in the 2020 election. And Democrats point to that pressure from former President Trump for Republicans to agree with him as part of the reason that they need these laws in order to prevent any further changes happening at the state level.
So why are the Democratic majority in the Senate, taking up this bill when it's not going to pass?
Well, part of it is that they need to show that they tried. This was part of a promise that they made to voters in 2020, was that Democrats would go about the process of protecting voting rights. But, they are unable to move forward, as you said, and they have to vote to show that they tried. They also are attempting to blunt some criticism about their, the struggles that they have had so far during the year or so of the Biden administration to actually pass major elements of the Biden agenda. It's also a chance, as I said, to make Republicans have that public fight about election security and keep the focus on former President Trump.
The Vice President, Kamala Harris, spoke passionately on Martin Luther King Day about the need to pass this bill. Let's take a listen.
This bill represents the first real opportunity to secure the freedom to vote since the United States Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act nearly a decade ago. And the Senate must pass this bill now.
Now, the VP insisted this fight would continue. Is there any way after this floor debate that these bills could come back for consideration, or is there any talk of an executive order on this?
It's very difficult to see what the path in the future is, though we did hear from President Biden last week after he met with Democrats in the Senate say that he viewed this as other, voting rights bills and civil rights bills have been viewed, which was that they took time. He says that they will keep pushing. And he said that it will be his personal quest to ensure that voting rights legislation is moved, though, those are more broad promises without the specifics of how legislation could actually move.
Yeah. NPR's congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. Kelsey, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.